Many of us modern folks have a hard time engaging this morning's gospel passage about Jesus' temptation in the desert. That's because it uses supernatural imagery that can cause our post-enlightenment brain to spin out of control and shut down. That's too bad. For I believe that if we can find a way to stay engaged with that story, it has much to offer us in our spiritual life. Such as, you ask skeptically with arms crossed. Well, one lesson Robert Bryant offers is easy. He writes, "Closeness to God involves conflict and struggle that will lay bare one's deepest passion and loyalty. The conflict and struggle that Jesus encountered. The conflict and struggle that we encounter," Bryant concludes, "all boils down to us living into one simple question. To what extent will we trust God to be God, and in doing so, become ourself?" So, trusting God completely is lesson number one. Are there any others in there? Well, listen carefully as I read this morning's passage from Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11 from the Common English Bible. Then, let's come back together and see if we can find any others. "Then the Spirit led Jesus up into the wilderness so that the devil might tempt him. After Jesus had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, he was starving. The tempter came to him and said, 'Since you are God's son, command these stones to become bread.' Jesus replied, 'It's written, people won't live only by bread, but by every word spoken by God.' After that, the devil brought Jesus into the holy city and stood him at the highest point of the temple. He said to Jesus, 'Since you are God's son, throw yourself down. For it is written, I will command my angels concerning you, and they will take you up in their hands so that you won't hit your foot on a stone.' Jesus replied, 'Again, it's written, don't test the Lord your God.' Then the devil brought him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. He said, 'I'll give you all of these if you bow down and worship me.' Jesus responded, 'Go away, Satan, because it's written, you will worship the Lord your God and serve only him.' The devil left him, and angels came and took care of him." Thus ends the reading. So, the importance of putting our complete trust in God is lesson number one. What's a second takeaway, you might ask, that can help me negotiate my own challenges in life, my own temptations? Those are great questions that raise the second lesson I want to devote the rest of my time with you this morning exploring. The second lesson has to do with understanding what the word temptation really means. You see, many folks think of temptations as simply those impulses or urges that cause us to think about doing things we shouldn't. But temptations have to do with so much more than the shoulds or shouldn'ts in life. What do you mean by that, Pastor Craig? Well, in order to help us understand, Marietta Anschutz points us in the direction of a book written by C.S. Lewis back in 1942 called The Screwtape Letters. The Screwtape Letters is a series of correspondence between a senior demon called Screwtape and his nephew Wormwood, a junior tempter. Now, the purpose of the letters, Anschutz summarizes, is to help young Wormwood grow in his ability to darken the heart of what Uncle Screwtape called his patients, by helping those patients fall in love with worldly things instead of God. And the most important way to help folks fall in love with worldly things and not God, Uncle Screwtape said, was to keep his patients, and I quote, navel-gazing and self-involved, so that they would be clueless about who Little Wormwood really was. The letters then go on to spell out many ways of accomplishing what he called his primary goal. The goal is to turn our gaze away from God toward ourselves. And therein, my friend, lies the heart of what defines temptation. A temptation isn't something that we do that isn't good for us, like eating too much chocolate, drinking too much coffee, or staying up way too late. Now, all of those things are really focused on us and what serves our self-interest. But true temptation is about so much more. Listen to what Marietta Anschutz says about true temptation, the kind that Jesus faced, and the kind that his followers continue to face to this very day. Marietta wrote, "Temptation comes to us in moments when we look at others and feel insecure about not having enough. Temptation comes in judgments we make about strangers or friends who make choices we don't understand. Temptation rules us, making us able to look away from those in need and to live our lives unaffected by poverty, hunger, and disease. Temptation rages in moments when we allow our temper to define our lives, or when addiction to things like wealth, power, influence over others, vanity, or an inordinate need for control comes to define who we are. Temptation wins when we engage in the justification of little lies, small sins, things like a racist joke, a questionable business practice for the greater good, or a criticism of a spouse or partner when he or she is not there. Temptation wins, she concludes, when we get so caught up in the trappings of life that we lose sight of life itself. These are the faceless moments of evil that, while mundane, lurk in the recesses of our lives and our souls. And so, my friends, as we leave this place and embark on the remaining 36 days of Lent, a season of reflection and penitence, let us think about the temptations we face in new ways. Let us think about temptations not simply as those things that prevent us from being our best self, for such an approach keeps the focus on us. Instead, let us think about temptation differently, as those things that threaten to shift our focus away from God and toward ourselves alone. That one little shift in thinking can make a huge difference. In fact, that one little shift can frustrate Uncle Screwtape and his nephew Wormwood beyond belief. May it be so. Amen.